Kum Lein Lablat Gemara, Matzoi Shabbos Parshas Vayeshev, the third lichtel of Chanukah, Tovshin Pei Aleph. We're up to the second Pedig of Psochim. We're back on course to do with Pesach. Continuation of the previous Mishnah where Rav Meir said that even though 12 o'clock is when Chametz becomes Asa Bahano, 10 o'clock is when we stop eating. Sorry, 11 o'clock we stop eating and stop having Hanoah. People make a mistake of 1 hour. And Rabbi Yehuda said, no, we stop eating at 10 o'clock in case it's a cloudy day. People can make a mistake of 2 hours, but we stop having Hanoah at 11. Rabbi Gamliel made a compromise. He said, when it comes to Chulin, we stop at 10 o'clock. When it comes to Truma, we stop at 11. And that's how we got into this whole thing of Truma, Truma's Chametz that was Tameh, you have to burn it. Says the Mishnah, Kol Shah Shemut Lechel, as long as you're permitted to eat, Machil, you can feed also. And as long as you eat, you also have a pleasure. Lebehema, Lechai, Leifis. You can feed your behema, your domestic animals, and to your chaya, to your wild animals, and to the birds. And number one, Umeichel Lenachel, you could also sell it to a goy, which means you're allowed to have Ano. What's the big deal? All of these things the Gemara will explain. Umutte Bahana Asa, you're permitted to have pleasure. Avazmani, once Pesach comes in, Asa Bahana Asa, you don't have any pleasure. Now you should know, Rabbi Yossi holds you're allowed to have pleasure a whole Pesach of Chametz. There's no prohibition to have pleasure, it's only an Easter of eating. Rabbi Shimon says during Pesach you're not allowed to have pleasure, you're allowed to have pleasure after Pesach, and a big Malchekes is showing you what he holds before Pesach. Some say he holds before Pesach, you're allowed to have pleasure. Some Pesach hold you're allowed to even eat before Pesach. The Baal HaMoreh says, Rabbi Shimon holds, you're not allowed to eat before Pesach, you're allowed to have pleasure, but the only reason why you are allowed to eat at a Pesach is because you're doing Tashbisa. When you eat, you're destroying. So therefore, you're allowed to eat. So the Mishnah says here, but we follow the Chacham, you don't have any Hanor whatsoever. No, should use the Chametz as when you're burning it, to heat up the oven and then use it to bake things while you're at it. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein b'chametz to save it. The only way to destroy Chametz is by burning it. As Reb Chaim Brisker explains, he holds that it's an Isser Chepzah, there's an Isser on the Chametz itself, so the mitzvah is to destroy it. And Chachamim say, Af mefared v'zel ruch, you can crumb it up and toss it into the wind, and matli yama, throw it into the sea. And no, you don't have to necessarily burn it. They hold, as Reb Chaim Brisker explains, it's an Isser on the Gavra, on the person, that you shouldn't have any Chametz, as long as you get rid of it. Michas Chinuch sort of explains a little bit differently. He says, the Machlekes is the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Is that a proactive mitzvah or a passive mitzvah? Is the mitzvah to destroy the chametz, or is the mitzvah to make sure you have no chametz when it comes to Pesach? In other words, if you have no chametz in your house, should you go and buy chametz in order to destroy it, to fulfill the mitzvah of Tashbisu? And Rabbi Yehuda seems to say yes, that's why the mitzvah is a special prescription, how to do it, you have to burn it. And Rabbi Chama says, no, the main idea is not to make sure you have no chametz when Pesach comes around. Okay. One of the proofs that the mitzvah actually is not to destroy, but to make sure you don't have any, is because we burn our chametz at 11 o'clock today, and according to most Rishonim, the mitzvah of Tashbisu is once it comes 12:01. Rashi holds the mitzvah is before 12, but everyone else holds the mitzvah is after 12. So none of us are doing the mitzvah properly. But if the mitzvah is to make sure you don't have any chametz by Pesach, we're doing that. It says the Gemara, Kol Shosh Mudlecha Machah, as long as you're allowed to eat, you're allowed to feed. Ho Kol Shosh Mudlecha, but when you're not allowed to eat, ain't a mach. It seems to me that the cutoff time for both eating and Hanoah is the same time. Leima Maslis in the Lake Rabbi Yehuda, our Mishnah does not work out with Rabbi Yehuda. Because the Rabbi Yehuda, if our Mishnah would have followed Rabbi Yehuda, he holds that the 10 o'clock is when you stop eating and 11 o'clock is when you stop having Hanoah. What about between 10 and 11? You're not allowed to eat, but you're not allowed to feed. It's not. Rameh says, Oichel Kol Chamesh. Rameh says that the cutoff time for eating is 11 o'clock and then you burn, you know, till 11, then you burn it. Rabbi Yehuda says, Oichel Kol Arba. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you stop at 10. You wait around till 11. So l'chayyeh would seem that our Mishnah here does not conform with Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Gemara of Elamayra Meidi. You try to say Zameir. But the wording is wrong. Then it should have said, simply, as long as you eat, feed. It doesn't say, it says as long as you're permitted to eat. What do you mean permitted to eat? So it sounds like we're talking about two different people. As long as that person is permitted to eat, you can feed your animal. And what's that? Obviously, our Mishnah follows Rabbi Gamliel. As long as the Kohen is able to eat Truma, because he can eat Truma till 11 o'clock, you, the Yisrael, can feed your animal. So on the contrary, this Mishnah is Rabbi Gamliel. Neither Rabbi Yehuda nor Rabbi conform with this Mishnah. Hi, Kosho, Shmutalecho, Machil, Kosho, Eichel, Machil, by the way. Should have said, as long as you're eating, feed. Amar Abulah, Maslis, Rabbi Gamliel, right. Our Mishnah actually is Rabbi Gamliel. It's not. Gulaymer, Chulin, Cholin, Kol Arba, Chulin can be eaten until 10. Truma, Kol Chomish, till 11. The sarfim betchila sheish. Well, how come this mission says kol shah shemut lechol kain, as long as the kain can eat truma, Yisrael meichel chulin lebehem, Yisrael meichel chulin, a yid can feed chulin to his animals. Now the Mishnah gives three examples. You can feed your behemoth, your domestic animals, you can feed your chaya, your wild animals, you can feed your obviously birds. Why does the Mishnah have to itemize those three? Just say you can feed your animals. Lama le Mishnah behemoth, lama le Mishnah chaya, tzich, we need it. The tana behemoth said behemoth, the imashayde chazila. If it said behemoth, I would say, well, if an animal leaves something behind, you will see it, you'll get rid of it, so there's no issues. I will chaya, but an animal, a wild animal, the imashayde kumatzanla, he will conceal it. I would have thought the imashayde shouldn't do it. If it tells you that you could. If he hides it, he hides it. If he puts it away, at least he hides it. He leaves behind. You didn't think about it. When you made bitl yesterday, you deliberately left this chametz behind to feed your animals, so it wasn't included. And this morning, you just totally forgot. You're not thinking anymore about cleaning out the house. You'll be over by Rabbi. You need it. So here we're using the animal hiding it as a reason why we think it'd be lenient. And why is that? So Rashi says here, Rashi says four lines in the bottom, V'iton Chaya, Havamin, I would have thought, he adifa, she is better, V'shem de'im meshaida, if the animal leaves behind any chametz, metzanola, the animal will hide it, V'le over oleh ba'yiro, you won't be over ba'yiro. Because if you don't see the chametz, you're not over by Yerah. Rashi told the Vavam and Aleph, when you come back from your trip, Pesach HaHom, when you will see the chametz, you're over. But prior to that, you're not. But the Mashal learns, you're not over by Yerah, but you will be over by your Matzah. Tosfos over here on the side learns from this Gemara here, that the idea, the animal hides it, you won't be over, because chametz she'ena you do, if you're not aware of it, you're not over at all. That's what Tosfos and the Rosh, a lot of Shalim hold. The Bach says it's only chametz that you weren't aware that you have at all. The chametz that you shouldn't know that you have, even though any you do it, that's why you do bdikah, to find it. Otherwise, you will be eiver. Others hold, you are eiver a chametz she'ena yidua, and so on. Just what? It's not your fault, but you are eiver a chametz she'ena yidua. Says it further, no, what about birds? Eifers lamely, why do you mention birds? I did. Tana behem chaya, tana behem eifers. Once you mention behem chaya, you usually put them as together, you bunch them together, you say eifers as well. Says you want to sell to a goy, pshita, obviously. Why should you sell? If you have a no, you allow to sell to a goy. It's not so simple. Afuki my tana to negate the following opinion. The tanya beishame aimim la yimker odon chem tenoch, you shouldn't sell your chomes to a goy. Elim ken your day, unless you know, she yichle kaidin pesach. In other words, the way some people explain, B'shameh hold the Mitzvah Tashbisa is proactive to burn it. If you're going to sell it to a guy, have you fill the Mitzvah Tashbisa. But if the guy ate it, it's in a way it's like a shliach or something, and you, or at least you were instrumental in making sure that the chametz was destroyed, consumed before Pesach, then it's all right. And Basil says, Kol shavut lechem mutal limko, you're allowed to sell to a guy, it doesn't matter. Rabbi Yehuda ben Seder comes along and Rashi says he follows the view of Shammai. So usually he says there's a kind of food called kutach. Kutach is that thing with those crumbs and the heavy sour milk and so on, which lasts a very long time. In this case, then you cannot even sell it a week before Pesach. You have to sell it long enough to make sure that he gets rid of it by the time Pesach comes around. So he says over here, kutach. We have kutach, v'chol minei kutach, and similar. Also, limka shleishim yen kainer 30 days. Prior to 30 days doesn't bother us because prior to 30 days there's no mitzvah of destroying the chametz. But what do you call it? Within 30 days, you have a mitzvah tashbisu, and the goy might not get rid of it before Pesach. Omut b'hanoi, you'll have pleasure before 12 o'clock. Pshita, obviously, letzich. We're talking about a case shecharocha kainer zmano. You burnt it before the time. And the chiddush is that once you burn it before the time, you can even eat, you can even have pleasure from it on Pesach. You singe it before the time. Even afterwards. In other words, the way Rashi learns is you singed it. Basically, it doesn't look like bread anymore. It doesn't taste like bread anymore. Then you're allowed to have hanav from it on Pesach. Tosfos and all the other shayin learn that you burnt it through and through. Singeing is no good. It's still bread somewhere inside. You have to burn it through and through, but you didn't turn to ashes. You're allowed to have pleasure of it during Pesach, and other Rishonim hold that you're allowed to even eat it. The Baal HaMoed brings it. You're allowed to even eat it on Pesach once it was burnt. And others say you cannot eat it because the moment you eat it, you're saying, oh, it tastes like food, and therefore it becomes chametz again. Let's think about it further. Then there's the Mishnah of Azmani. Once it becomes Pesach, also Bahanah. Pshita. Rashi doesn't like the word Pshita because I just told you before Rabbi Shimon holds it's Mutter Bahanah and Rabbi Yesi holds it's Mutter. But Tosafot says it's clear the whole Gemara, we're always talking as if it's Asa Bahanah. So Pshita. We already know from the previous Mishnahs. But like Sicha, we need it for what we learned of Zayin, Lishoy is the Rabbanon. What happens with 11 o'clock when Midrabbanon it's Asa Bahanah? And it's Chometz Nuksha, according to some who learned Rashi, that it's, so you have a double Derabbanon, you gave it to a woman as Kedushin. From the Torah perspective, you gave her something of value. She should be engaged to you. She should need a divorce. Kamash Malam, that no, it's also Banon, the Rabbanon step in and said it's worthless, and therefore you gave her nothing. And because we decided it's worthless, it's like Hefke Bezen Hefke, it's worthless, you gave her nothing. So Amrav Gidom Arav, that's the Mishnah Chiddush. Amrav Yechon, I'm a Kaddish Mishnah Shalomayim, if you give Kedushin to a woman from the beginning of 6 hours, not like Tosafot learns, it means the end of 6 hours, 12 o'clock. I feel the chiti kudanaisa, the wheat that grows in the mountains of kudanaisa, ain't a chayshim kedushin. I worry, even though this wheat is hard wheat, and if it comes in contact with water, which is what we're talking about over here, it's only asur derabbanan. So you have a double derabbanan according to Rashi. Other rishonim learn is talking about 12 o'clock. The time is asur matayda, but chametz is derabbanan, and she's not mekudesh. But to be a double derabbanan, she would be. Then it says you shouldn't heat up a talu kerayim shita, obviously. Lo, not sich. We need it. Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it says, "Ain't be a chametz al sefer." The only way you destroy chametz is by burning. So since you're doing the mitzvah, I never thought, "Ho, you love Rabbi Yehuda mitzvah al sefer." Since the mitzvah is burning, while you're burning it, why can't I enjoy it by truma temeya? The din is you burn it, the oil, let's say, but you're allowed to use the light while it's burning. I would have thought the same thing about chametz. You can enjoy it while it's burning. Kamashon, you can't. You can't have any anah. Why takanat? So Tosafot already said before, and of Hayim and Aleph, Tosafot says that you don't really have, you haven't really burnt it until it turns into coal, but you're having pleasure straight away. And therefore, you're not allowed yet to have pleasure from it so early on in the piece. Not a pleasure from it, yeah, so early on in the piece. Or the other way around. Now, Rabbi Chaim Brisker explains over here, sorry, Tosafot explains over here, that only according to Rabbi Yehuda, since the mitzvah is to burn it, then the ashes are mutter. So therefore the question is, are you alive or no while you're burning? But according to Rabbanu, say you can toss it in the air, then even if you burn it, you're not really doing the mitzvah. And therefore, according to Rabbanu, if you burned it, the ashes are forbidden. And Rabbi Chaim explains, because Kodesh Rabbanon is only a mitzvah on the Gavra. There's no mitzvah on the Chametz itself. No Isra on the Chametz. There's no mitzvah when you burn it. Therefore, the ashes don't become mutter. It's Rabbi Yehuda says that there's an Isra on the Chametz itself. So therefore, if you burn it, you fulfill, you have carried out your mitzvah, and the din is once nasa mitzvah, so the ashes become mutter. Once you fulfill the mitzvah, the ashes become permitted. Says Gemara further, we've been assuming that Chametz is forbidden to have hana. Where does the Torah say you not have any pleasure from chametz? Amar Chizkiah, minayin lechametz pleasure is banah. Hayno it's forbidden banah. The next two pages in the Gemara will discuss this argument between Chizkiah and Rabbi Avuh. Chizkiah was a teacher of Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan was a teacher of Avuh. And yet Chizkiah is arguing Rabbi Avuh, and there's a big argument amongst the poskim what the halacha is like. So this is what Chizkiah says. Chizkiah says that whenever the Torah says you shouldn't eat something, it's not kosher or whatever, it only is limited to the avera of eating. But you're allowed to have pleasure, you can sell it. Well, chametz is different because the wording is not you shouldn't eat it, so it shouldn't be eaten. Lo ye ochel. You shouldn't do anything that enables you to eat. When you have hanah, the most common hanah is selling something, and with that money you use to buy food. So hanah brings you to eating. So anything which brings you to eating is forbidden. So chametz, we know you shouldn't have hanah. But everything else, you're allowed to have pleasure unless the Torah clearly says you shouldn't have pleasure. Rabbi Avuh says, whatever the Torah says don't eat, it also means don't have pleasure. Why? What's the argument about? So the Rambam in the third page in Christus and Pirshim Shnai says, I want to teach you a Nekuda Hafla, an idea that is amazing. And I'm paraphrasing here, but basically the argument is as follows. When the Torah says you shouldn't eat something, what is the Torah, what's the main focus? Is the focus you shouldn't eat, or the focus you shouldn't have the pleasure of that food? If the main focus is you know the pleasure of that food, and eating is just an example, but any pleasure you shouldn't have it. All pleasures are forbidden. That's a bavu. Chizkiah says, no, the Torah says don't eat. The Torah doesn't want you to eat. That's all. Nothing to do with pleasure. So, Amar Chizkiah, minayin lechametz, b'shoshman, no, it says, lo yeichel chametz. It says in the passing, lo yeichel chametz. you should not eat chametz, which is, you shouldn't, lo yehed by heter achila. You shouldn't be able to eat it. You shouldn't do anything that can bring you to eat time with the kosher rachman lo yehed chametz. Because it says there's special wording different than usual. It says lo yehed achil shouldn't be eaten. Hol lo kosher lo yehed achil had not been written lo yehed achil. I mean, I thought, isa achila mashma, isa no le mashma. I would have assumed that you're allowed to have pleasure. That's why the Torah used the word lo yehed achil. Well, pliga, this argues, Rabu, 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 Kamok, Shema, Lo Yachl, 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 Echad is Rachila, but Echad is Hanom Mashma. Whenever the Torah says don't eat, it means don't eat or don't have any pleasure. And how do I know that? Ad she yifaruch ha-kosu kederesh, whatever. Unless the Torah comes out specially and itemizes it. The time we learned. It says in the Pasuk, I'll prove it to you from the following, from the opinion of Rab Meir. It says in the Pasuk, Le'seichlu kol nevela, you should not eat any nevela, an animal that is shechted and died under the knife. La'geir ha'shebe sherecha, to the geir, that's in, we're not talking about a geir tzedek, we're talking about a convert who's not a real convert, a geir toshev. He just lives amongst the heathen and accepts the seven mitzvot and nechut with the Rambam, or he just accepts the yoke of Hashem, but he eats treif and everything else. But the Torah says that you have to treat him nicely, you have to... because he renounced his faith in idols and all that, you have to treat him nicely, you have a mitzvah tzedakah. So the Torah said, what do you do with the Levela? He said like this, La'geir asher b'sharecha, that to this geir toshev, that lives amongst your people, he says here that, t'tneno, you should give it, va'achola, he'll eat it, oy mochel nochel, sell it to a goy. It seems from the pasuk, to a geir, you give it as a gift, and to a goy, you sell. Says Rami, I would have thought that the ger you must give and to a goy you must sell. The ger and the chidim and then you can also sell to a ger. You put the comma afterward machal as if it says to the gate in your city, give or sell. And anochi ben nesim and hainu, you allow to give to a goy as well. Give it and eat or sell. Put the comma. The comma is fluid. You can move it around. Says, if we read the pasuk as if it says whether it's a convert, a ger toshev, or whether it's a goy, you can sell or give. So what's the purpose of this pasuk? Give it a minute. What's the purpose of the pasuk? Tell you that you're allowed to sell, you're allowed to have pleasure, but everywhere else, where I told you not to eat something, you're not allowed to have pleasure either. That's Rabbi Avuhu's proof. I how you allow a gift to a goy. So we say, you know, it says like a chanim, and I'll give gifts for free to a goy. But it's actually every gift you give is an investment. You're giving a gift so that you carry the favor, and in return they'll be kind to you as well. Abuda says the vodim kiksavim. No, the pasuk is not coming to teach us that everywhere else it's asma. No, the pasuk is coming to tell you that you exactly what I told you. To a goy you don't sell. You only give as a gift. To a goy you only sell. No gifts. Lagay bin asin lanochem mechida. My time, Rabbi Yehuda. What's the logic of Rabbi Yehuda? Why is it so strict? Eats al katatik rameh. Even with rameh, lichter rachmano lager shechtit nana v'chala. Then it should have said, to the ger that's in your midst, you should give and feed and macher. Oy lamali, what's the word oy come to tell you? Oy sort of divides. Shmamino is voting yourself. The oy is coming to separate the two, segregate the two. The ger you give, to a goy you sell. But rameh, no. You know why it says oy? Lahagdim nesina de ger l'mechir nachir. The mitzvah, to give to the geir before you sell to the goy. The Rishonim have a hard time. Was it mitzvah to give zdaka rather than sell and make some money? What was that all about? So they all learned, it's talking about an Etz Yisrael. An interesting idea. The very few goyim, so the goy knows you have an avail, who are you going to sell it to? Very few people you can sell it to. So he'll only pay you pennies and a dollar. And you have a choice to give it to a geir toshiv who's hungry, is a poor man, and for them, they eat rape, so it's worth a lot of money. If you have a choice of giving tzedakah worth a lot of money or selling it for peanuts, then you have a mitzvah to give tzedakah rather than sell it. Actually, you have a chiyuv. You learn from this pasuk, which is very interesting. But Abihuda, hall, it's a Ferrari pasuk. Kivin the geirat of lachris, you have a mitzvah to give tzedakah, but no, you have no mitzvah to give tzedakah, goy. Let's run across svaru. It's clear, like the Rishonim say. There's no mitzvah to give tzedakah to a goy, and what you're doing is tzedakah because you're charging him a penny to a dollar. That's like giving tzedakah. So give it to the geir instead. Now I know where Rav Avuhu learned this did. Says, I need a special pasuk to tell you, according to the mayor. All he's coming to tell you is that you're allowed to sell to a goy a carcass. You're allowed to have pleasure. Ha, kol isur and shibat Torah, all other isur and Torah, asur are forbidden, bein ba'achila, bein manah, whether eating or whether pleasure. El Rabbi Yehuda. No, but the purpose of this pasuk is not to teach you what to do to a goy or a gay, because you do whatever you want. The purpose is to tell you, but everywhere else you're not going to have any pleasure. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, says this pasuk is necessary to tell you, to a goy you only can sell, and to a gay if you don't give as a gift. So how does he know that kol ha'tayr kula, when the Seder says don't eat something, it means don't have pleasure either? Take it literally. Says, you know where he knows it from? Nafkele learns it out from the pasuk milakelev tashlichun oisei. If you have basa basada treif, if you found an animal that's treif, give it to your dog. I mean oisei it and not what oisei atam mashlekel. Only that you toss away to the dog. V'i atam mashlekelev kol yisunin shavateira. But don't throw to a dog any other iser. In other words, you cannot feed your animal any other iser. You're not going to have any hano. But a mayor. What does Ameir do with it? Ameir doesn't need it. So you, Rabbi Yehuda, learned from this pasuk that this is the only time you're allowed to have pleasure, but everywhere else, hano is forbidden. But according to the Ameir, that says you're allowed to have pleasure from everything, what you do with the pasuk? Oise atamashik lekele, v'i atamashik lekele, chulin shalish razor. If you have an animal that was shechted in the courtyard, it's chulin, you should not, and it's forbidden, you should not feed that to your dog. Kochim, you don't feed to your dog. That's what you need the pasuk for. But kol ha'tayr kula, everything is asur b'hano. And this is, over here, the only case, mutar b'hano. And I don't need to tell me everywhere else is asur b'hano. What I do need to tell me is that chulin b'azara is forbidden. The idach, another one, says, chulin is lav d'raisu. Chulin, and azara is not from the Torah. So the Rashi learns that what, it's not asur b'hano. Chulin bazar, not asur b'hano. I don't need a pasuk to tell me that give that to your dog and not chulin bazar, because you could give chulin bazar to your dog. It's not asur b'hano. However, Tesalers know that you're allowed to even eat according to chulin bazar, and so on. Okay, we'll continue this theme over here. According to Chizkia, kol ha'tayr kula is mutar b'hano, unless the Torah specifies otherwise. According to Rav, kol ha'tayr kula is asur b'hano, unless the Torah specifies otherwise.